the Builder here, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going, as always, to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, was it made yesterday. The inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. As of 12 o'clock yesterday, Joe Biden became president of the United States. Kamala Harris became vice president of the United States. Donald Trump was gone. Toast. It's legal. All of the machinations and all of the skullduggery attacking the elections, all gone, all in the past. Joe Biden is the president. It was very sad in a way. They showed video of Trump leaving from Andrews Air Force Base, basically family, a few supporters, some military. He did have the 21-gun salute, gets on the plane. And the word is that when he got to Mar-a-Lago, he spent the day agonizing over the Senate conviction trial coming up, talking to people and allies, who was going to vote for him, who wasn't going to vote for him, who could be on his legal defense team. Obsessed with that. Very, very sad. He went not with a bang, but a whimper at the very end. But the inauguration itself was a real antidote, and it's been described that way by others, to what we put up with Trump, the drama, the relentless drama, every day this drama, that suddenly to have a normal presidency with a normal press secretary and a normal speech, inaugural speech. It was a great, great day. They had Lady Gaga sing, just a great, great speech. J-Lo sing. They had in the program in the evening, Tim McGraw, Bruce Springsteen. It was absolutely what we needed. It was absolutely Garth Brooks singing Amazing Grace. Absolutely the antidote we needed. And I'll tell you, two things stood out for me. One was very powerful. The message around the world with Trump's drama. The message around the world has been, we're divided, we're crumbling, can't make it, blah, blah, blah. Well, in the special that evening, there was a scene where three presidents, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush, stood together in the Lincoln Memorial. Now, these are three people who each served 8 years as president, 24 years of presidency. And each of them, one at a time, went around a round robin saying something about unity and how they wished Biden well. Obama said he's very proud of Biden, his vice president. Bush said that he'd do everything he could to make him successful. Of course, Bill Clinton, he's a real favorite of mine. I mean, he was a great president, and he had great things to say. And nobody watching that around the world could fail to get the realization that the three presidents prior to Trump, 24 years of combined service, quarter of the century, really, as president of the United States, were standing up for Joe Biden and wished him success and would help him be successful, regardless of party, Republican and Democrat. It was a magnificent, magnificent, magnificent scene. And the rest of it was the dancing and the testimonials and people from all walks of life, essential workers. We had an 8-year-old girl from Belleville, Wisconsin, who had raised a lot of money for hungry people. And she was on there speaking really poised. My God almighty, 8 years old. I mean, she will be in Congress before you know it. Very, very good. Very, very good. And Joe Biden's acceptance speech, his inaugural speech, was right on the money, right on the money. It's pitch perfect. It's about unity. Acknowledge the fact that we face some issues. Well, we've faced them in our history. And frankly, the issues we face now pale in comparison to the Civil War, the Depression, and Nazis in the Second World War, what Lincoln and Roosevelt had, and they really pale in comparison to what George Washington faced when we didn't even have a country, and he put it together. But that said, there are a lot of issues, and that unity speech was perfect. And, you know, you don't take my word for it. I'm a Democrat. I supported Joe Biden back in April of 2019. But the people that praised it were Republican senators, a lot of Republican senators, and not just Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, the usuals, but even Barrasso of Wyoming. Fox News praised it, as well as CNN and MSNBC. Karl Rove praised it, for the love of Pete. Karl Rove praised it. And I'll tell you, just across the board, it was a very, very calming influence. If you get a chance, you know, YouTube some of it, it was outstanding. And I'll tell you, one of the people that almost stole the show. Now, how can you steal the show from Joe Biden getting inaugurated as a president of the United States? But who almost stole the show was a poet laureate, Amanda Gorman, 22 years old, from LA. And she came and she was perfect. She wrote a poem called "The Hill We Climb." And much of it was inspired by the events of January 6th. She was very bothered by that. She stayed up all that night adding to her poem. She worked on it the last couple of weeks. Now, I've heard a lot of poems, and I like poetry. And I got to tell you that my tastes run more towards poetry. You know, I like Shakespeare. I like poetry that has some meter and some rhyme to it. Or at least meter. Shakespeare's is largely meter, except for his sonnets. The fact of the matter is, love Yeats, love Seamus Heaney. But this poem, a lot of the poems nowadays, hyper-modern, and they're basically just people saying a few things. The last time there was a great poet, we've had some great poets overall, but the one who is the most famous was Robert Frost, who read a poem at John F. Kennedy's inauguration after the 1960 election. But this Amanda Gorman, you're going to hear about her again. It was perfect, and it also was modern in a very, very compelling way. And I saw in it echoes. I don't know if you've seen the musical Hamilton by Lin-Manuel Miranda, but basically it has a rap tone to it, but it's not entirely rap and it's not gangster rap. And so Amanda Gorman would put in some internal rhymes and sort of a rap feeling. She was clearly influenced by Lin-Manuel Miranda, but really went behind him. And she said, you know, when I was growing up, I wanted to run for office myself. Now I'm a poet. Amanda, let me give you some word, run for office, run as a Democrat. We need you. She was absolutely terrific. Absolutely terrific. One other very sad but very compelling. While Joe Biden was speaking and giving the inaugural address, a man went into the graveyard in Delaware where Beau Biden was buried. Beau Biden is Joe Biden's oldest son. He had a glioblastoma, brain cancer, and died in his 40s. He was the elected Attorney General of Delaware. And had been going to run for the U.S. Senate from Delaware. And I've seen him, and I've seen him speak. A very, very compelling guy, struck down way too early. Anyway, his grave is there in Delaware. And a man, a stranger in a blue uniform, walked in and knelt at his grave. And knelt there the whole time that Joe gave the inaugural. Then he stayed there a little later. No one ID'd him. He didn't give his identity, and he left. There's video of it. You should look at it. It's very compelling. You know what it reminds me of? There, there is a guy who every year shows up at a grave in Maryland. And for one of our 19th century authors, and I'll tell you more about that later, lays some roses on his grave and leaves. There are guys like this, but this one was for Bo Biden, an unidentified person. Not everybody was pleased with how Donald Trump left town. There is a guy named Joe Exotica. I don't know if you've heard of Joe Exotica. Joe Exotica's real name is Joe Allen Maldonado Passage. He deals with tigers. He also conspired to kill one of his rivals, was convicted, got 20 years in prison. And he's still early in his prison term. And somehow Trump got it in mind that he would consider pardoning him. Now, you know, pardoning for conspiring to murder, also for animal cruelty. The guy's an animal handler. You know, he's a bad guy. In any event, word got out that Trump was going to pardon him. And he orders up a stretch limo, and with his hairdresser, his makeup artist, and his lawyer, and then he doesn't get pardoned. He stays in prison. Very, very sad thing. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.